that strange nightmare again. I have all my life invoked Imam Hussein. I was wearing the armor of the savages in the deserts of Karbala. My dear Lord, what wrong have I committed? My dear Samira, it's been a number of times now that you've come to my dream. As long as you were in my nightmares, seeing the light of day is a sin for me. I've crawled into the holy solitude these days, in hope of meeting you. And my every night, my nightmare is your frightful silence. You come, but you don't say what for. I can see you, but not clearly. What is this secret? I wish I knew. Muharram is coming. I think to myself, seeing Samira in my dreams, it's not unrelated to her unfinished journey to Karbala.
Hello, Dad. Were you awake again last night? Were you able to get some sleep?
Something between sleep and waking. I don't even know myself.
Are you hiding something from me? Your eyes can barely stay open from lack of sleep. And the proof is these sleeping pills you haven't touched.
I hear you can get addicted to them. I've never been addicted to anything. I don't want to get used to them.
Dear Father, instead of all this pessimism, think of me a little. Come on, let's go. Breakfast is ready.
Haven't you finished your research yet?
I haven't even done half of it, and I only have a month left. I'm stuck in the middle of 1,000 news articles, and analyzing each one of them would take me a year.
It'd be better if you didn't get too involved in your work. Especially this work, as you might get deeply emotionally involved in it.
You don't need to worry. I'm a lawyer, and the first principle of being a lawyer is that you have to separate your emotions from your work.
So if I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to ask.
The best help is that you take care of yourself. That way you'll put my mind at ease.
All right.
This is a present for you, from me and Imad.
What is it?
A ticket to go to Karbala.
Karbala?
The trouble I went to get it. There were loads of applicants. You know there's only 2 days left till Muharram. You'd never have guessed, right?
You know how busy I am, Camille. I can't just leave all those students to themselves and go on a pilgrimage. And you shouldn't have done this for me without my permission.
Dad, it's only a week, and you haven't had time off work for ages. This is a great opportunity. You can go for a visit and forget about your memories.
Your mother's accident is a wound that cannot be healed with any ointment. You'd better return this ticket so someone else can enjoy the pleasure of going.
Give yourself some time. Don't make up your mind so quickly. If you say no to yourself as well, then give it back. I'll be waiting for you in the car. I want to tell you something, Dad. Don't get upset. You shouldn't keep living in the past. You shouldn't place so much importance on the dreams you have.
What do you mean?
I read your notebook without your permission. More than half of your writing is about Mum.
You shouldn't have done that.
Your doctor told me to take care of you. You're tired. And that's why I bought you a ticket to go away.
I told you, I don't have the time.
But you have an unfinished journey that you have to finish, Dad.
Do you want me to bring all those memories back? Don't you think I'm involved in it enough as it is?
I understand, Dad. But you have to face it sometime, once and for all. It must mean something. Maybe it will free you from the bitter memories. Don't ruin this opportunity.
Let me think it over.
Don't you go and forget tonight. We're going to have dinner in a restaurant. It's been ages.
Leave it for when Emad gets back. It'll be better.
I don't want to. It's private. Just a father and daughter on their own. Don't you stand me up.
All right.
Yalai Tanaka Nomak, I wish we were by your side too. Wishing for martyrdom alongside Allah's representative. In the prayers of pilgrimage for our imam, we have a number of different phrases, namely, Fustan wala baleta inimakom, farafuzo fauza azima. Or in another phrasing, Yalai Tani kom tu maikom, farafuzu fauzu azima. Truly martyrdom for your sake is the greatest of salvations. Even though it was the wish of many of those who claimed to be friends of the Holy Prophet's household. But in practice, we may see very different behavior, which is related to the political and social conditions of the ruling bodies. With our professor's permission, I wanted to define a condition and a hypothesis between myself and the rest of the class. Let's imagine we're now in the year 61, after Hijra and its Ashura, among the people of Kufa. Would Yalai Tanaka no Maya, the wish to be alongside you, still exist, or would it just be a pretension? Perhaps we would be among the people of Kufa.
Thank you very much for your speech.
Thanks, Professor.
I just want to add this point. We believe that every day is Ashura and everywhere is Karbala. Therefore, wishing to be one of the companions is possible at any time. One example is the front lines of our holy defense. So, whose turn is it to give a speech next lesson?
Does he hit you as well?
No.
So why is your face all bruised?
I fell over because I'm a scatterbrain.
Does he give you housekeeping?
If he has it.
Is he unemployed?
No, he's an addict.
Since when has addiction become a job?
I don't know.
Are you going to get a divorce or not then?
I'm stuck with my kids, and he's threatened me as well.
So go, and whenever you've made up your mind, I'm willing to help you. Don't worry about the expense either. Mrs. Izadi has told me all about you.
Thank you very much. God bless you, if you don't mind.
Take care of yourself.
You've had a long day,
Thank you very much, Mr. Ghafoor. I'm dying for a drink.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, Madame Lloyd. Well, how are you? Yeah, I've got to hand in my work to the new manager.
Did they accept your resignation then?
Well, anyway. I mean, they had to accept. Yeah.
When are you coming back to Tehran?
What? Here it's... It's noisy in here. Speak up a bit.
I said, when are you coming back?
Tomorrow morning on the first flight, yeah.
I'll come and pick you up.
Is it okay if I call you tonight?
I'm going to the restaurant with my dad tonight.
I finally plucked up the courage. I'm going to introduce him to Miss Cheyenne.
Don't do that. It's not the right thing.
It's better this way.
I want to get him out of this limbo.
So at least tell him about it. He might get annoyed.
Don't worry. Nothing's going to happen.
Don't say I didn't tell you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Take care of yourself. Hello.
You did a good job.
Thank you. We put the 1-7 machines for the clothes fabrics and also the cottons and spools. 50 cottons, 70 shells. But you have to let the machine run till the end of the cycle and finish off the cotton and, I checked the storeroom yesterday. You don't have any problems with cotton and spools till the end of the year.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll go upstairs to see the manager.
Where are you off?
I'm busy. Do something so the facts and figures are...
Right. You go look through this yourself.
Okay.
If you've got questions about the figures, just ask me.
Anyway, forgive me if I've overstepped myself at times. I've given all the documents to Engineer Safai. May I go now, sir?
The work you've done is beyond measure. It's really hard for us that you're going to leave us at this time. But what makes it less hard is the service that you're going to provide for us in the future. I have no doubt that after you go into Parliament, and you will do, God willing, of course, people will benefit all the more from it.
Well, anyway, that's my hometown, and whatever I do, I'll be repaying a debt. No one owes me anything. With your permission.
Here you are. You can rest assured, Mr. Khalili, everyone in this factory will vote for you. And if it turns out it's not meant to be, that desk is yours. Whenever you come back, you can take up your position again. You'll always be welcome here. You know that.
Thank you.
Here you are, sir.
Thanks a lot.
The travel ticket?
Kabbalah.
One has to deserve it, to go and visit our imam's shrine.
It came to me by chance.
Until the Lord calls you himself, no one can reach his shrine. Pray for me.
Hello, can I help? Speaking. Doesn't this friend have a name? Fahad Mushfei. No, I don't know you. What documents? It has nothing to do with me. You'd better hand them over to the police. Look, sir, I used to be the MP of that city, but today I don't bear any responsibility. There's no need to threaten me like that. I've never done anything to be ashamed of.
To introduce Mr. Khalil, my childhood and boyhood friend, and also your future member of parliament in this city. He has done us the honor of choosing here as his campaign center. From now on, he's the manager in charge here, and everyone should do as he orders.
Please sit down, please. There's no manager or any bossing you around here. Hello. I forgot, and I'll be working alongside you for a while, so I'll be seeing you.
Guys, get back to work. Thank you. Thank you. Imad, my friend. What did you mean out there? Hierarchy? You know, these people are used to taking orders. If you treat them otherwise, they'll just take advantage of you.
This is not my method of management. What you say is out of fashion, and there's no difference between a manager and an employer. Their responsibilities are divided up, that's all.
The things you say are written in books, and they sound nice too. But in reality, it's what I say. But don't worry for now.
Can you get me an ADSL line for my room?
Okay. I'll tell the guys to see to it. Just one question. I've heard some rumours about a guy named Moshfeg who's stolen some confidential documents. And they say if it gets out, lots of people are going to get into trouble. Everyone's after him, even the police. You haven't lost anything, have you?
No, what, for example?
Like something that could make you worried.
I don't have anything that would be worth stealing.
That's good. The cleaner your past is, the higher your chances are. Not having anything to hide means you definitely win the election. Imad, my friend, you know I haven't signed a contract with you for this job. My contract is my pleasure. You wouldn't break my heart, would you?
Sharam, to be fair, you are just made for being in public relations.
I love you, mate.
Love you more.
That's all the thanks one gets. After all the cleaning and dusting and the sympathy I've shown, they repay me with a load of insulting and upsetting words.
What's wrong, Mr. Ghafoor? You're muttering under your breath again, complaining about everyone. What are you upset about?
I'm talking about Matar, your co-worker and partner. I don't know what she was upset about, but as soon as she saw my tea, it reminded her of her bitterness, and she took it all out on misfortunate me. I swear to God, if it wasn't because of all your kindness,
I... All right. Don't upset yourself. She must be tired. I'll talk to her.
I don't think anything will come of it.
You want to cut yourself off from the world and Gafur has to pay for it. Hey. Look at the big baby. She's not even embarrassed. Look at the tears on her face. If one didn't know any better, they'd think you'd lost your doll. What's wrong, Matab? Have you lost your petition, or has your client found a better lawyer? Aren't you going to tell me? At least tell me so we can sit and cry together. God only knows how upset I am. I'm looking for an excuse to burst into tears.
I've messed up, Kimia.
That's nothing new. You do it all the time. I'm just kidding. Don't be cross.
I'm not angry with you. I'm upset with myself because of all I've claimed. I've hit a brick wall.
Were you in court? Well, my darling, we're not meant to win the cases all the time. A lot of the time, the district attorney wins over the defense lawyer. What's the story?
My client's being acquitted. The court has ascertained that there was no embezzlement.
Oh, you crazy girl, this is great. You're sitting here grieving instead of dishing out sweets to everyone.
But he has committed fraud, Kimir.
Are you kidding me?
I wish it was a joke. But all this time, I was unconsciously wiping away the sins of one who has stuffed his pockets with people's money. Kimia, I feel that I'm sinking into a swamp, and the more I struggle, the deeper I get. I hate myself now. I violated people's rights. What do you think I should do? Should I shout out that my client is guilty, or should I pretend that I don't care and act as if nothing's happened? Kimia, due to your conscience, which one is more important?
Sir, you can't go into the room without a prior arrangement. Sir, I'm sorry, Mr. Cogistay. He came into the room without asking me first.
You can go. He doesn't understand things like making appointments and no entry. Well, my dear Mr. Temuzad, tell me, did you have an appointment, or are you just coming along so you can come in between patients, huh?
I see you've set up a fine office here to con people. It's for blood-sucking people, isn't it? Till yesterday you were hanging around the city hall for a few farthings. What are you after now, sniffing around this guy?
I could smell kebab. What about you?
The servant had an obedient servant, and the obedient servant had a servant.
Yes? What is it you want?
I won't take up much of your time. I just came to say this sea that you're willing to walk into is very deep. It would take Moses to divide it. Amateurs will drown in it.
So why are you floundering in it? Are you afraid you might lose your seat?
Listen to me, sir.
The time when young men will get killed, and I suppose you mean the war from when you were young. Which way did you fire your bullets, this side or that side? What were you doing?
I was sweating cobs and working hard. Where were you? Answer me that.
Where were you?
Whatever I wasn't taking holiday snaps with blonde and brunette girls under the Eiffel Tower and then pack up and come on back to my motherland to rescue my people and to solve the young people's problems. No! You were brought up here, sucked up to outsiders. Your files are in my hands. If I open it up, you'll be in deep trouble.
You're in deep trouble, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Listen to me, lad. There are still people around here who are zealous. And if a stranger is a threat to them, they'll bring him crashing down.
It's
okay.
I am an Iranian.
Just look who's talking about bravery in one's homeland. I can see that swollen vein of zeal on your neck, Temuzade.
Dad, our zeal is in our blood and soul. Not like you modern youngsters, where it's in your pompadours and neckties and eau de cologne.
Get to the point.
The point is, you'd better get out of this city before it's too late.
God go with you.
I've said what I've come to say. rest is up to you.
Have a nice day. Go back.
Mr. Zamanifa.
Hello, Miss Cheyenne.
8 o'clock on the dot, just like always.
I hope I'm not disturbing your dinner arrangements for two.
Not at all. I just didn't know you were invited as well tonight.
I didn't tell you so, it'd be a surprise. Miss Cheyenne reminds me of my mother. Easy to talk to and warm-hearted. Guess where I saw Miss Cheyenne? At the travel agency, when I went to get your ticket. She's going to Karbala too. What a coincidence.
It's been a long time I've wanted to go. And at last the opportunity came up.
And what an opportunity. In my opinion, there must be an underlying reason for this pilgrimage.
Forgive me. I don't feel very well. I have to go home and rest. I really must go. I'm sorry.
I must apologize to you.
Don't say anything. I don't want to hear one word.
Believe me.
I said that's enough. You're more Catholic than the Pope now. Was this the dinner for just the two of us? Was that what you wanted, for that lady to be treated like that? Don't you realize the state I'm in?
I just thought...
No, you didn't think at all. Forget about me. You could have at least shown respect for your mother. Who asked you to interfere? Have you ever heard me complain?
For God's sake, instead of shouting at me, listen to me for once. Do you think my mother's happy about the state you're in? Have you forgotten about her will in the hospital? Her spirit's a bigger one than that to become happy because you're lonely.
Do you think that woman can take Samira's place? Can she become your mother and companion? What on earth do you think you're doing?
What else could I do? How long are you going to remain alone? How much longer are you going to shut the doors on yourself? I'm going to leave this house soon. Don't you want to have a companion?
I've told you 100 times and I'll say it again. This is a struggle within myself. If you are full of good intentions, just leave me alone. I can handle these things myself. You go and stand by Imad.
I thought I was doing my duty as a daughter. From now on, I'll leave you to yourself.
I don't want to go on a trip, and I don't need a companion. Take it and give it back.
Travel is a part of living. Take it back yourself if you don't want it.
Thank you.
I didn't mean to break your heart. I know I misunderstood your good intentions. I don't feel well these days. I'm tired. The thought of being alone and getting old frustrates me.
Why are you doing this to yourself, Dad? When will you stop being so troubled?
I'm so filled with doubts and fear. I worked hard for these people all my life. But every night I dream that I'm wearing the scarlet clothes of shame. I don't know what sin I've committed that is making me suffer like this.
That's why I insisted on you going to Karbala.
Without Samira. No, I can't. Believe me, sometimes I wish for nothing else than a moment with your mother by my side. We both lived thinking of one another, but not together. Our honeymoon was spent worrying about us returning from the war, and the rest in a parliament seat. We had a lot to say to each other, but we never got the chance to talk. Now she's gone. These desires are heavy on my heart.
Talk to me, dear father. You'll feel better if you do.
It's late. It's too late. If I don't go to Karbala, it's not because I'm ungrateful. I don't trust myself. It's because of my doubts that won't let me be.
Yeah, I saw it. It was that big. Yeah, over there.
Uh-huh.
I have a headache.
It's not my fault you've got a headache, pal. All right, my friends. I'm going to leave you now. Imad is all yours, safe and sound, okay?
Aren't you coming with us?
No, of course not. I'm going east and you're going west.
It's not a problem. We'll take you home.
Yes, it's a problem. If you come east and then go west, you'll use up your entire petrol quota for the month. God willing, when he gets into Parliament, I'll come for dinner at your house. Yeah? See to your hair and wear the clothes I bought you, okay?
Your friend didn't seem like someone who'd care about our petrol.
No, it was just an excuse. He wanted to go somewhere and he didn't want you to know.
Where to?
An old people's home. His mother's staying there.
Why there?
So he won't be pointed at in his province. I don't know.
Is he one of your new friends?
He's a childhood friend. He was once the manager of public relations in the municipality. After that, he became the manager of public relations in a factory. Now he's my advertisement consultant.
I see. So you started work at last?
Not officially, but we're making preparations. Why are you so agitated? What's happened? Is it about dinner last night? And when are we going to celebrate, huh?
I've never felt so regretful before. We had an argument last night for the first time.
Why?
I said something and I got a right earful. He's never been so angry with me. Now he's not willing to get married or go on a trip.
Didn't I tell you not to do it? You wouldn't listen. It's your own fault.
On the flight in the morning.
Hello, good day.
Yes, if that's
hello, can I help
want,
you?
We can do that.
want to return this. And I'll pay the fine, no matter how much it is.
You mean you've changed your mind about going to Karbala?
Yes, for now.
But this opportunity doesn't come along every day. There are many people who wish they were in your shoes.
So I'll be doing some good if I fulfill one of those people's wishes.
It seems that you've made up your mind.
Yes.
You'll have to pay a fee, though.
As I said, it doesn't matter.
So if you wouldn't mind waiting for a few seconds, please.
Yes, of course.
There you go.
What's the news from our hometown?
Everyone spoke well of you everywhere. About the time that you were in office, as an MP.
If I don't go very often to that city and don't talk about it much, it's all because I feel ashamed. I couldn't be what they wanted me to be.
So why won't you stand again? I promise you, you'll be elected no trouble at all. I'll step down in your favour.
In the last conversation we had, you didn't say anything about your decision. Was it a gut decision?
No. In the beginning, I thought... I mean, when I went there, I said to myself, some will go to work and jobs will be created and some will bring home the money. The industrial wheel turns, but it's not big enough and it's just a little part of it. So I decided to follow in your steps, but of course with your help and advice.
You don't really know what politics is all about yet. It's a tough road ahead. It needs experience. A young man is always at risk of making mistakes. This field needs someone who's suited for it.
Well, not everyone is born a politician. It'll be an experience for the next elections.
We should first look at your priorities. You're not sure what you're doing with your life yet. These days, handling a family is much harder than being a representative in the parliament. If you want my opinion, you'd be better running the factory.
I want your opinion, but I've not studied just to be an educated person. It's a difficult job. But our country is developing. And to tell you the truth, I want to be of service. It's a sense of being in debt to my country, and I'd like to repay it.
It would have been better if you'd talked to me about it before making a final decision.
Hello? Yes, he's here. You are? Hang on, please. Dad, phone call for you. I'll keep your food warm for you.
Yes, how can I help you? It's you again. I told you once before. It's none of my business. Why do you insist so much? You mean it's so important that... All right, then. Where shall I come to?
Hello, Mr. Zamanifa. Sorry for making you come here at this time of night. There's no time left. I have to leave Iran in 2 hours. Here, this is for you.
What is it?
It's the address and the key to a safe box. There are some documents in it. The details are inside. You have to be careful. Lots of people are after these documents. They are prepared to do anything to get hold of them. Even murder.
I don't understand. Who are you talking about?
A bunch of hustlers who get economic favors from inside the government. You know all of them.
I told you on the phone that it's none of my business.
How can it be none of your business? It was you who supported them in your period of office and helped them win in the bidding and fill their pockets with the money from selling those plots of land. Don't tell me you've forgotten. Well, have you?
Talk plainly so I can understand. Who have I supposedly supported that I'm not even aware of? Anyway, what do these documents prove?
It's a long story, Mr. Zamanifar. I know you are a good person. I mean, your background tells us so. I'll give you these documents so you have the opportunity to put things right. So don't waste any time. Get the documents and hand them over to the police.
Why don't you do it yourself?
Because I'm involved in it too. That's why I've packed up and I'm going. But before going, I want to bring them down as much as I can. I'm a burnt-out pawn. Sorry, I'm going to be late for my flight. Goodbye.
بمون با من گل تشنه، ببین دل بستن آسونه، ولی دل کندن عاشق مثل دل کندن از جونه. چراغ گریه روشن کن، شب دل شور با رفتن، کنار این شب زخمی بمون با من، بمون با من. ببین شب به یاد تو فقط از گریه میبارم، حلالم کن. تو میدون دل بی طاقتی دارم. تماشا کن صدایی که به دست بادها دادی، تماشا کن چراغی که به تاریکی فرستادی. میونه رفتن و موندن، کنار تو گرفتارم، تن بی سر، سر بی تن. نگو دست از تو بردارم، اگه بعد از تو میمونم، اگه بعد